Chapter 64. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie. After Xu Ting returned to the capital, the favorable situation for Yan Yuntong immediately reversed. Originally, in this struggle, many military generals stayed out of it, with only the civil officials fiercely battling each other. Most of the generals were quietly observing the situation. However, when the seventh princess stood in court again and expressed her opinions on state affairs, a general unexpectedly stepped forward to support her. Yan Yuntong was shocked to see Yan Yunshu, quickly realizing what had happened. She had never imagined that this general, known for her integrity and loyalty, was secretly aligned with the Zhenbian Queen's faction. Yan Yuntong clenched her fists inside her sleeves, feeling she had miscalculated. After court, the officials filed out. Yan Yuntong walked up to Yan Yunshu, displaying a smile that Yan Yunshu found utterly repulsive. Despite being a villain, she pretended to be a good person, which was truly disgusting. Remembering how Wang Nisheng had been killed by her, Yan Yunshu struggled to control herself, barely restraining from hitting Yan Yuntong in the face. Seventh sister, impressive skills. This elder sister concedes defeat. Yan Yunshu looked at Yan Yuntong's now unmasked facade of sisterly affection and found her previous naivety laughable. She did not respond to Yan Yuntong's words and instead coldly walked away. Not now, but she would completely defeat Yan Yuntong, making her life worse than death, to comfort Nisheng's spirit in heaven. The weather was hot, and the coffin couldn't be left for too long, so the Wang family's funeral was hastily arranged. Yan Yunshu wanted to have Wang Nisheng buried in the imperial mausoleum as her official consort, but as soon as she mentioned it, the empress strongly opposed it. Wang Nisheng was already dead, and the empress would never allow her daughter to marry a dead person. Moreover, the position of the official consort was the best way to consolidate Yan Yunshu's power. The empress, who practiced blatant self-interest, would never waste this position on someone deceased. Having a dead person above her, Yan Yunshu would have to marry into an official position, making it like she was marrying into a lower status. What well-backgrounded young master would be willing? In that case, Yan Yunshu would have to marry some lower-class young men as her official consort, which was impossible. Old Madam Wang also disagreed. Her Wang family didn't care for such things, and if Yan Yunshu dared to suggest it, she would drive Yan Yunshu out. Yan Yunshu was no longer her old self. After facing opposition, she kept her mouth shut, but her thoughts remained unchanged. If not now, then when she becomes the empress, Nisheng must enter the imperial mausoleum, to be buried in her empress consort's position in the future. On June 27, Wang Nisheng's coffin was sealed. A servant came to report that the seventh princess had arrived. Wang Nisheng's mother immediately said angrily, "The Wang family does not welcome her. Send her away." "Wait," old Madam Wang suddenly said, "let her come in." "Mother," old Madam Wang slowly stood up from her chair and said, "let Nisheng see her one last time." Hearing this, Wang Nisheng's mother painfully acquiesced. Yan Yunshu, who had been waiting anxiously outside, was finally allowed to enter. Inside the morning hall, Wang Nisheng's coffin was placed, surrounded by eternal lamps. The servants waiting to seal the coffin stood by. In the coffin, Wang Nisheng's skin had already turned a pale blue. With his eyes closed, he looked very peaceful. Yan Yunshu gazed at him without saying anything. Finally, she took out a jade pendant, which had been strung with a tassel. Only half of the pendant was there. The other half Yan Yunshu would keep with her, in the living world. Wang Nisheng's hands were placed on his abdomen. Yan Yunshu gently placed the half of the jade pendant into his hand and pressed it down. A tear fell from Yan Yunshu's eye, landing with a soft sound on Wang Nisheng's stiff hand. Yan Yunshu quickly wiped away her tears and stepped back. The waiting servants immediately stepped forward to close the coffin. As the lid slowly covered the coffin, Wang Nisheng's face gradually disappeared from her view. Unable to bear it any longer, Yan Yunshu turned and walked briskly out of the morning hall. *** The empress's health was deteriorating. Since the death of He Jushin, the noble consort had been able to poison her without restraint. But she stubbornly refused to appoint a crown princess. Over time, she began to suspect that someone was causing her illness. As her condition worsened, she became convinced of it. However, the empress could find no evidence and became increasingly irritable and gloomy. She doesn't like any of the three princesses now. Seeing her young, vigorous daughters, she couldn't help but think that they were all coveting her throne. She often dreamed of her daughters transforming into giant venomous snakes that killed her and then ascended the throne. Each time, she woke up in a cold sweat. The father of the fourth princess, the noble consort, was the empress's most favored companion. Through him, the fourth princess quickly learned of the situation. Perhaps the empress's nightmares weren't without basis. It was likely that the noble consort was the true venomous snake. Having such a snake lying beside her and not having nightmares would indeed be strange. After understanding the situation, the fourth princess twirled the cup in her hand and said to Mr. Chu, "It's time to push the eldest princess out." By pushing the eldest princess into the limelight, they could divert the empress's indiscriminate fear and suspicion away from all her daughters. Moreover, with the noble consort poisoning the empress and causing her health to deteriorate beyond recovery, the empress, having resolved her inner conflicts and now facing the end of her life, would certainly relent and immediately agree to appoint the crown princess. In previous years, the empress would leave the palace to the summer residence to avoid the heat, but this year, due to her poor health, the empress did not go. When the internal affairs department inquired if the empress would follow the usual practice, she flew into a rage and punished the court ladies. With her health declining, the empress increasingly preferred to stay with the noble consort. Previously, the noble consort and the empress were equally influential, with the empress often holding the upper hand. Recently, however, the balance had shifted, with the noble consort gaining more favor. The noble consort, a cold and beautiful figure, seemed to soothe the empress's irritability. Unbeknownst to the empress, the reason for her greater comfort was that the consort provided her with small doses of antidote in her palace. While it couldn't cure her, it helped alleviate the poison's effects. As the noble consort gently massaged the empress's head, she suddenly said, "Your Majesty, I am a little scared." The noble consort, who had never shown weakness, moved the empress deeply. She embraced him and asked, "Why? I am afraid I might not be able to accompany your majesty due to your health." The empress was deeply touched. The consort's profound affection moved her greatly. Although he appeared cold on the surface, his deeply rooted emotions were even more compelling. "Don't be afraid, I will live for countless ages." The noble consort remained troubled, not fully reassured by the empress's words, which only made the empress feel more compassionate towards him. The noble consort seemed to struggle with something before saying to the empress, "Your Majesty, after the assassination of He Jushin, Princess Tong has been deeply concerned about you and has been searching for a miraculous doctor. She has finally found a reclusive expert recently. However, you have been rather stern with Princess Tong, and we are unsure of the true abilities of this doctor. Princess Tong is anxious and afraid to report it. As a father, I do not want Princess Tong's filial piety to go unrewarded, nor do I want you to suffer from your illness. I humbly request that you see this doctor." The empress was overjoyed and deeply moved, pulling the noble consort into a tight embrace. "That foolish child Tong, how could I possibly blame her?" The noble consort leaned into the empress's embrace, also showing a deeply touched expression. "Your Majesty," the next day, the empress summoned the fourth princess to bring the doctor into the palace. The doctor, whose surname was Chu, was indeed Mr. Chu, the same person affiliated with the fourth princess. Mr. Chu, with his ethereal and transcendent demeanor, was perfectly suited to play the role of a divine doctor. Upon arrival, Dr. Chu introduced himself and spun an elaborate tale about his background in the medical field, which convinced the already anxious empress, who was deeply concerned about his longevity. The empress immediately had the so-called Dr. Chu examine her. Dr. Chu declared, "Your Majesty, you have been poisoned." The empress was shocked but already believed it to be true, accepting the idea of poisoning over the inevitable decline of old age. Because the poison could be countered with an antidote, the empress could potentially regain his youthful vigor. "The poison Your Majesty has been subjected to is particularly vicious and tricky. Without knowing the exact components of the poison, it is impossible to formulate a proper antidote. However, I do have a prescription that can temporarily alleviate Your Majesty's condition." After taking the medicine, the empress indeed appeared revitalized. Dr. Chu then poured cold water on the situation, warning, "Your Majesty, this only addresses the symptoms, not the root cause." The empress, visibly angry but trying to maintain her composure, commanded, "Conduct a thorough investigation. I want to know who had the audacity to commit such a crime." At the same time, the empress's attitude towards the fourth princess improved significantly. She addressed her as, "My child," with much maternal affection and filial piety. The fourth princess also played along, displaying a look of deep admiration. Just as the Empress ordered a personal investigation into the poisoning, a court official suddenly brought forth accusations against the eldest princess, claiming she had bribed key officials and harbored malicious intentions.